And I'm here with my co-hosts, Gus Wood and Stephanie Furtado, and we're looking forward to talking to you today for a bit.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Hi. Nice to be here. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Great.
Coco, you're with Refuse Fascism, correct?
Yes.
And that's a group that formed, what, fairly recently, back in 2016?
Yeah, it formed actually after Trump's election in 2016 because it recognized that this election was a leap in a fascist movement that has been building for decades. So it formed to actually organize the resistance and organize the people in this country to take action in the form of sustained nonviolent protests. And our demand was, before the election, it was to stop the inauguration. Before the inauguration. And then and since 2017, that the Trump-Pence regime must go. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept the fascist America. So we have been in the streets organizing nonviolent protests, raising that demand and bringing that demand to people all over the country.
Yeah, I saw something on your website says you're doing this through constitutional means, right? Like you say, nonviolence and...
Yeah, it's using our power of nonviolent protests. Just like we saw, you know, and any struggle for social justice, if people do not actually take a stand outside of the normal channels using this power of nonviolent protest, every struggle, every social justice win that we've achieved in this country has been through people coming together in the streets using that power of nonviolent protest. You know, even the right to for women to vote, the right, the civil rights, end of Jim Crow, the right to for women to have access to abortion and birth control. All of these came through people taking a stand in the streets. And we've always said that, things like impeachment are very important, and there are mechanisms for removing a dangerous regime from power, but without a mass movement from below, and we saw this, we see this again and again, without a mass movement from below, these mechanisms, especially under a fascist regime, like the one that Trump had cohered, they were not going to actually do what was needed in the interest of humanity. And, you know, sometimes I think if we had been able to launch mass protests of tens of thousands growing to hundreds of thousands in 2017 after Charlottesville, or in 2018 mm-hmm. after we found out about family separation,
mm-hmm.
What would have been different today? We could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives that are being lost for no reason from this regime's COVID response. And then, of course, last Wednesday's events at the Capitol were, in some part the consequence of a certain passivity in and normalization of this fascism that we've seen over the last 4 years. And it really required a mass resistance movement that really dealt with it as a fascist movement that had to go. So, we can talk more about that, but... people around the world use this power of nonviolent protest all the time, and to drive out dangerous regimes. It happened, it happened in Puerto Rico when they drove out their governor. So,
interesting. We talk about this right now with Martin Luther King's birthday on Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
So, with your organization, especially now that we know that, Trump will be gone after Wednesday, and so here's
we
the,
hope.
I'm not going with that conspiracy stuff. So here's the question: because on the ground right now, we know that fascism didn't start with Trump in the United States, and we know that it's not going to end when he's gone.
Yep.
As a figurehead, as a person who holds the presidency in his hands. So how's your organization planning for your future in terms of what is your vision for how you're going to be organizing moving forward with mm-hmm. this new regime yeah. of Biden, and also too the stuff that's happening both on the ground as well as you know with the people argue that we have fascist forces in the Supreme Court right now. We can of course include the biggest fascist power in the world right now is the United States military and the things that it's mm-hmm. doing in other countries to this day,
mm-hmm.
which was yeah. you know, coordinated by both fascist and non-fascist federal government. So what's y'all's take on how you're going to be organizing yeah. for the future?
Yeah, well, I want to say that our analysis is exactly in line with what you're saying. Fascism didn't start with Trump. You know, the roots of it go back to the founding of this country, the white supremacy, the genocide and slavery. And these things have never been resolved. This white supremacy is very deeply rooted, and it's one of the key pillars of this fascist movement. You know, when Trump says, "Make America Great Again," mm-hmm. he's really talking about before these 50 years of social progress that started with the civil rights movement and then all the liberation movements of the 60s. So it didn't start with Trump. He cohered a certain coalition that rose to power and was very effective. It actually advanced, as you say, as you pointed out, through every institution in society, including the courts, the military, the police.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going away. So, you know, barring some disaster, yes, Biden is going to be inaugurated on the 20th. But, you know, this what happened last Wednesday was a failed fascist coup.
Yes, definitely.
And even a failed coup, especially when there's not accountability, can lead to a successful coup. And it's leaving behind this whole block of elected officials who have power, who really believe or are peddling this conspiracy that, you know, this election was stolen from Trump. And there's this whole fascist base that we saw mobilized and energized to go and storm the Capitol. And that still is going to require the masses of people being mobilized and organized and activated to refuse to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, Biden is not... He's not the answer to the Democrats themselves are not the answer to this fascism, because they, you know, this fascism is coming out of deep problems within the system that
yes.
that
yeah.
the ruling powers don't have a answer to. So, you know, these are both ruling class
right.
forces,
exactly.
the Republicans and the Democrats. They have differences in how they think they should go forward, but they don't actually have an answer.
So can I ask, where, Coco, are
yeah.
you based out of?
So I'm part of the National Editorial Board, but I live in Austin. So
okay.
I'm based out of Austin. We have our national office in New York and chapters around the country, Atlanta, Boston, L.A., Chicago.
Hmm.
I think what we're looking at past Biden's inauguration is really growing this network of resistors who understand that this fascist movement is not just going to go away. And there comes a time when people actually do have to put something on the line, and they can't just rely on the institutions to take care of this. That without our clamor saying, you know, again, in nonviolent protest, we do not want to live in a world where these people dominate the streets or dominate the public discourse and make the laws that are going to be a nightmare for Black people and brown people, immigrants, women, LGBT people. We don't want that nightmare. And people are going to have to find ways to act thoroughly repudiate this fascist movement.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have all the answers. I think that that's part of involving everybody that actually doesn't want to live in a fascist America. But, you know, growing this network of resistance, I think, is what we've been talking about.
That's one of the themes, I think, of our Radio Free Labor show here is education and organization, mm-hmm. and organization mm-hmm. on the grassroots level.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If folks want to get involved, how can they do that?
So I really recommend that people go to refusefascism.org and check out some forums that we've had. We've since the beginning of December, maybe mid-November, we've done a number of forums that dig into the roots of this fascism. For example, why did 74 million people vote for Trump after mm-hmm. everything that we know about the last 4 years?
That's a really good question.
That's the subject of one of the forums. There was a very good press conference with Cornel West and Reverend Lamar, who's the pastor of the Metropolitan AME Church, the church in D.C. that was vandalized by Proud Boys. And
the famous picture with the Bible?
The Proud Boys took down the Black Lives Matter banner and burned mm-hmm. it. So he's in this press conference as well as like Rosanna Arquette, Lily Wachowski, who's the creator of The Matrix. A bunch of people speaking out about the need to act.
That press conference was what, last week, Thursday, after the insurrection on Wednesday?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was actually the day after the siege on the Capitol on the 6th. And it was very powerful, a very powerful collection of voices, and it sort of models what really needs to happen society-wide. So there's a lot of forums and discussions and dialogues that go really deeply into this. So, the first thing I would say is to look at what's on the website and engage with that content. And the other thing is we have a pledge to the people of the world. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. And this has also been signed by thousands of people, but including some prominent signers like Dr. West and Norwood Fisher, Chuck D. So that is, by signing that, you become part of this network.
Right.
That is saying we are not going to go to sleep under a Biden administration. We're mm-hmm. going to mm-hmm. actually learn more about what this fascism is, what are their aims, what are they fighting for, and how do we stop it?
Right.
So those are two things, I think.
I think that's important because mm-hmm. like you say, a lot of times when a change comes and you think Biden and Harris is in there, and it's like you say, people tend to go to sleep sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
may be, Gus has been talking about that on the show here for several months. Now's the time that you need to make your opinions heard to people like Biden and Harris,
mm-hmm.
hold their feet to the fire and make sure that they support the beliefs of the vast majority out there.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Is there any last word you want to leave us with?
Well, thank you for having me. And it sounds like, you're doing a lot of the work of bringing people into the understanding of what this is. So I really appreciate being here.
Yeah.
And come on to refusefascism.org, check us out and become part of this network. And I think it's going to take all of us from many different perspectives really taking this on together. And, let's become – I guess one thing I would like to say is it's not easy to vote out a fascist leader. One of the
Mm-mm.
things that we used to say
mm-hmm.
is, you can vote fascism in, but you can't vote it out, which is mainly true. Fascists usually come to power through the normal democratic channels, but they're not usually removed that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the people actually did something very rare and, extraordinary by overcoming all kinds of obstacles, standing
mm-hmm.
in the rain for hours.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
To vote this fascist out of power. And
that
you
is,
can see
that is
how
true.
he the way he reacted is exactly how a fascist leader reacts.
Yes.
But that now we have to, voting alone will not stop this whole fascist movement. It is going to take more extraordinary action where we, you know, but we do it together and we do it nonviolently and we use the models of, you know, all the heroic people that came before us to stop great horrors in history. This is actually our responsibility now. So
that's
I guess I'll end there.
No, that's absolutely right.
Coco Das with Refuse Fascism. They got a website out there, refusefascism.org. And Coco, we really appreciate you calling in here to WEFT this morning. And yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get together again in a month or two or something like that and see how things are going in the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in here. We appreciate it
very
much.
Take care.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. Take care.
That might be your, that's